Old Testament lesson this morning is from the first chapter of Genesis, chapter 1, the whole first chapter of Genesis, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and may be found on page 1 of the Old Testament section of your pew Bibles. 6 days of creation and the Sabbath. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky." So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. That is a large chunk of Scripture. But if you miss any of it, you miss the glory of how intricately and wonderfully this world was laid out and created by our Creator, made in our image, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Made in His image, not made like Him, none like Him, made in the image. So we have something to strive for, to be like Christ. When Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes unto the Father but by me. We're charged not only with being good stewards and shepherds of all the created order for which we have been given dominion, not to rule over it, not to destroy it, not to abuse it, but to nurture it, to care for it, to be good stewards, as a shepherd would be for a flock of sheep. That's what God intended. That's what God created. Now, some will say, if we start looking at it and say, oh, well, are you a strict creationist? Or do you throw up science out? Well, you know, there's nothing about the dinosaurs. It's not in chapter 1 of Genesis, and it's not in chapter 2, and there are two creation stories. I urge you to read the second creation story, not that one's better than the other or that one's correct. They're just different creation stories. In the second creation story, God causes man to fall into a deep sleep, Adam, and he removes a rib because he doesn't have a mate like the other animals do. That's the beauty of reading the creation story. But recognize this. The creation story, as Dr. Mickey Efer down at Duke would say again and again, Scripture is not to teach us science. It is not to teach us biology. It's not there to teach us even geography. The Scriptures are there to teach us of the relationship that God has had with all of creation from the very beginning, and how His love and His pursuit of us knows no bounds. And when you look at how everything is formed, how wonderfully, notice how each one of those 7 days, each one of the six, as things are done, He saw it and it was good, or something like that. He was pleased. He was happy with what He had done. Even after He finished creating us, He was happy with what He had done. And on that seventh day, what did He do? He rested. Even the Creator of the universe needed a time to rest. even the creator of all that is, took time to sit back and marvel at the wonder and the beauty of this world, this created order. And you know what? Each and every one of you is intricately and wonderfully made, and there is a purpose that God has for you. Now, I'm not saying in a predestinatory way that God's already chosen everything for you to do. No, He has a plan. That plan is to prosper. That plan is to live into the best that you can be, to live up to your full potential, not just what you think you want to do, but maybe what God's gifted you and given you talents to do. Fred and I joined the Navy at an early part in our lives, and look where we are now. And I'll leave it at that. God works miracles. That's the other piece. It's not just the order, the sequence of how things occurs here. When we read the creation story, it's look at how God is involved in every piece of that. Those little animals, great and small, those little kittens, those little cats, those big furry lions and tigers and bears, oh my. God created all of them. Even the stars. Even set up a pattern with the sun to rule the day and the moon to rule the night so that we would have what? Day or night, we had what? We had light. The moon is what? It's not generating any light of its own. It's reflective. It's reflective of what? It's reflective of the sun. You and I can reflect the glory of the sun through Christ Jesus who dwells in us, through the Holy Spirit that's in us. We celebrate communion. We absorb the elements of communion, the body which is given, the blood which is shed in the bread and the wine. Creation is in you, Summer. Isn't it an awesome world out there? Beautiful. Look at that smile. Okay, everybody can look at Summer and see this is God's creation. This is the beauty of it. This is youth. And she is going to see so many things in life. But in all of it, it's not so much a science, it's a faith, it's a hope. It's not to separate man's intellect from being able to figure out and rationalize things, because we have blessings from that. People come up with antibiotics that fight infection. We also come up with things that create infections, but that causes us to do that. We're great at doing those types of things. But when we look at the creation story from right on down, and I didn't want to go through all of them because we'd be here. It took Susanna a little bit to read it. But I would urge you to go back. It's the very, not just the Genesis, the beginning, the origin, but it really is the basis, the foundation upon which our hope is based, because it's understanding our relationship to God the Creator and God's relationship with us, all of creation, and how He has given us a responsibility. Actually, He's done more than given us and empowered us. He commands us. He doesn't say, well, it'd be a nice idea if you did this. It'd be a good idea that you go into the world and preach the gospel for the transformation of the world, you know. He says, go. It's not a it's not a suggestion. It's not when you get around to it. Go. Definitive. Wesley's core theme or core term, care of creation. This is our responsibility. There are three dimensions to humanity's creation in the image of God, according to John Wesley. The natural image, the political image, and the moral image. The political image refers to humanity's calling to care for the earth and all the creatures that inhabit it. Just as God is ruler over all creation, so humanity is caretaker and governor of this world. And if you read John Wesley's sermons, number 45 goes into the whole piece. So it's a pretty long one, but it's a good one. Humanity is to be channeled, is to be a channel of conveyance of the blessing of God to our fellow creatures. For this task, God equips humanity with the natural image composed of reason, will, and freedom. Abilities needed for the care of the earth. But human disobedience distorts our reason, will, and freedom so that we exploit the earth for selfish purposes with little thought for future generations or the well-being of other creatures. This is why one of Wesley's favorite descriptions of salvation is the renewal of our image, the renewal of our souls in the image of God, recovering the calling for which we were created. God created everything. In John, the first chapter of John, the Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. And nothing was created without that. And then He came and dwelt among us, took on human flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus Christ, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, when He ascended into heaven, He said that God was going to send a comforter, a counselor, an advocate to us through the Holy Spirit. So you and I have the Holy Spirit. You know, Pentecost, we were celebrating those fires of the Holy Spirit touching each and every one of us. It's all started in Genesis 1. It's creation story. It's God's story. Four letters spells it out. L-O-V-E. God loves you, and He loves what He's created, and He's given us the responsibility to share and show and demonstrate the love that God has for us with our fellow man and everything else in the created order. Big shoes to fill. Tall order. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. Go. Shalom.